Yo, what's good? What's good? How am I sounding right now? Let's turn this bass down a little bit, because my voice is already deep as hell. Already. Yes. Yo, what's up? This is the AJ Half Cast. Yeah. I'm back again. I'm flooding your fucking block, baby. I'm flooding your fucking block. Didn't I just talk to y'all? Yeah, like yesterday? Yeah, on Sunday? Yeah. And oh my God, yo, I'm still getting over the fact that I deleted that episode and then I came back and made an even better one. I mean, like, yo, I think that was so cool. I mean, I was born for this. I think I was born for this. Or I might just be, or I might just be overestimating myself, either or. But how are you guys doing? I mean, one thing because I'm I like to observe things. I mean, and one thing I never understood with people are very like people are strange creatures in the way that we're all so very different. I mean, like, yo, I just never understood how someone could just never be like they refuse to be happy. Like they're happy about refusing to be happy, if that makes any, because it makes no sense to me. Know what I mean? Like there's just like it's just doom and gloom everything. I mean, like it doesn't. Could you imagine being in a relationship with someone who never sees the bright side of things? Shit, could you be in a relationship with somebody who's oblivious to things that might be fucking like dangerous or poisonous for the fucking like the relationship? Shit, I don't know. It's like it's a very tricky two sides to both of those fucking coins, to both coins, right? Is to have somebody that only sees the best in everything, which it sounds good, know what I mean, to be optimistic, but know what I mean, like when you're too optimistic, then you don't see like the risk and shit, and you'll walk into something, into a situation that you can't fucking handle, right? Like, or you get somebody that's just pessimistic, and I think that's what they say, glass is half empty. I mean, and no matter how things may appear to be like looking up, they're always like waiting for that point where they could be like, I told you it was too good to be true. Jesus, that would be like, oh. Which one? Like, know what I mean? Like, which one? Like, is the, that would be fucking like, oh man, for that, yo, I'm taking a sip early in the podcast for that one, because that is a thinker right there. Salud. That is a fucking thinker, yo. It's like, yo, who would you rather have? An optimist? Somebody who's overly optimistic, or somebody who's overly pessimistic, and you can only choose one. Those are the only people that's available. That is wild. Of course, I got some stories. You know, I'm gonna come with the goddamn stories, baby. Know what I mean? But This half cast is also about my own personal reflections and my own personal observations. I mean, so it's also about me, like, it's a fucking diary. I mean, it's therapy. I mean, like I said, yeah, it's fucking therapy. I mean, like, yeah, it is though. I mean, so like, yeah, what is up with the person that is that, like, no matter what, there's always just like this downtrodden, and I really think it's psychological. It's so psychological that like somebody that feels like they don't deserve happiness. They don't deserve to be, I can't say that, okay, let's rephrase that they don't deserve satisfaction. I mean, like, that is just like, for somebody to be like, so, I don't know, like, it's like life has beaten somebody to the point where they feel like they don't deserve satisfaction. There is nothing that can bring any type of satisfaction. That is sad. That is like depressing. I mean, like just a crushed spirit. Wow. Like just imagine, think about what I'm saying here, because I'm pretty sure all of you have came across somebody of this nature, and it's like it's fascinating to me. I'm sorry, that sounds like some sociopathic type of shit. I mean, but it's fucking fascinating to come across somebody who, like, no matter what, actually feels like they don't deserve satisfaction in any area of their fucking life. Wow. Like, I don't know if it's fucking depression or like, what the fuck is that? Nah, man. Boy, yo, it's I got my shit. Know what I mean? I got shit that I need to unpack, and yeah, I got my demons that I need to deal with too. Know what I mean? Like, but not that one. That's not one of them. I mean, because I feel like, yo, I'm gonna take my fucking lumps in this fucking world, but when I win, I'm gonna win, and I'm gonna hold my fucking hell. Like my grandmother always used to say, walk with your head up high and your shoulders back. I mean, like, so in this life, I'm gonna take my L's, I'm gonna take my lumps, but I'm gonna take my wins too, and I'm gonna take them, and I'm gonna fucking like hold them over my head up high. I mean, like, yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, you gotta know where to take your W's. I mean, like, because life is only gonna give you a couple. And life is not in the fucking, you gotta take your wins. Know what I mean? Like, take your wins. Life is not in the fucking business of giving wins away. Jesus Christ. As you grow old, as you get more mature, you learn that. But to just like, I don't know, just to be like, just to feel like you've been defeated. I mean, just a feeling of utter defeat every day, every fucking day, and every aspect of your life. That is like, I can't fathom it. It's like something that's like, it reads off a scale to me that I just don't understand. It's just a level of something that I can't understand it. And the Virgo, I hate using like astrological signs as, like, yeah, but The Virgo in me is something in me that just has to always understand why. Like, and that's what's making me talk to you about this right now. Like, because I don't understand why. You know what I mean? It's obviously none of my fucking business. You know what I mean? But just as looking as a social experiment, as just looking at it and seeing it in my circumference. You know what I mean? Like, I just have to understand, like, why? How does someone get like that? What? Wow. Yeah. Contemplate on that shit. I mean, yeah. Yo, so jeez, yo, just to have some just the utter feeling of just defeat. It's just like just an aura of defeat. An aura of fucking like helplessness. Of like I can't control the situation, the whole like type of attitude that I'm just fucked no matter what I do, I'm fucked anyway. So God damn it, I'm just not gonna be fucking happy. I'm no satisfaction. Wow, that's a lot. Yeah, I hope I'm making your guys' night and. Yo, just the pure 10 minutes. Well, how long am I? Yo, the pure 12 minutes of depression I just dropped on y'all. Yo, let's see how I dig myself out of this one. Because that is some fucking depressing shit. Okay, let's get into it. DC Boy. Wow. Yo, Washington Post. DC Boy 12 charged with murder and fatal shooting of 13-year-old Maryland boy. God damn. Yo, 12? The 911 calls rolled in back to back beginning at 12 at 10:12 p.m. Saturday. The first reporting a mass gathering of young people outside of Dave and Buster's, then that someone had been stabbed, and then that someone had been shot. Jesus, at 12:13, y'all out here banging like that? That is like, yo, what was I doing at 12? I was getting dirty, just playing in the dirt, taking my fucking Tonka trucks or whatever, and just doing, I was doing kid shit. I wasn't out there think stabbing or shooting somebody was not like, that didn't come down until later. That didn't come until later on. Not saying that I did any of those things, but yeah, that didn't come until later on. No, within minutes, officers pulled into the Ritchie station Marketplace Shopping Center in Capitol Heights, Maryland, and found as many as 100 preteens and teenagers clustered around a scene that had started as a weekend hangout and morphed into a deadly Jesus Christ. One 13-year-old boy had been stabbed and one wound and was wounded. A second 13-year-old boy had been shot and killed. And a 12-year-old boy, officials say they later determined had pulled the trigger. Goodness gracious. Like, yo, he is the eighth youth to be charged with murder in Prince George's County so far in 2021, already surpassing the six juveniles charged with murder all of last year. Damn. Like, yo, like, okay, yo, what the fuck is going on down there that y'all got 12 and 13-year-old boys are banging like that? Like, yo, it's grown men out here that's not even banging like that. God damn. And for that, I'll take a sip. Because, yeah, that's some rough shit right there, baby. Falou. 12 years old. Some shit straight out the fucking wire, right? Nah, I think the wire was, what was the wire? Was Baltimore? The wire was Baltimore? Yo, the wire was really based on, the wire was really very loosely based on real events and real people. So don't sleep. I mean, like, yo, don't sleep. I mean, like, yo, that shit went hard. That's why it's still one of the shows that people talk about today. Because that story, people from down there, like, really, like, yo, like, that show is really loosely, even the boxer dude, even the boxer that was down there was really loosely based on, like, a real, like, everybody. I mean, Wood Harris, his character was based on, like, yeah, that shit go hard. Okay, damn, DC Boy 12, I guess you'll be in the system now. I guess, I don't know, like, yeah, definitely gonna be in the system now. Like, you got a body at 12 years old. Wow. I mean, that shit is deep. I mean, like, yo, this shit is fucking stupid. I mean, like, yo, NYPD confiscates scary t-shirt gun mounted to rapper's Hummer. And yo, if you look at the picture, the fucking gun on the Hummer actually looks like, I mean, it actually looks like an assault weapon. I mean, but what the rapper did was basically, and what's the rapper's name? Christopher Stoney, a rapper who decided to drive his Hummer through New York City, fitted with a giant roof-mounted t-shirt gun, has had the cannon confiscated. Now, I mean, like, Christopher Stoney, 41, was stopped in Manhattan for driving his 2006 military green Hummer, which had the words "War Child" and "Wardrobe" painted on the side, along with yellow bullets, with a giant 4-foot-long air rifle attached to the roof. And I'm happy that they didn't shoot him. Nah, man, like, I'm happy they didn't take any, because, yo, actually, I think it was a hell of a fucking idea. I mean, it looks risky. I mean, but it's a gun that just shoots t-shirts like they do at the fucking, like, at the basketball games. I mean, that's all it really was. I mean, it's like, it's just an air rifle that shoots t-shirts. I mean, he's promoting his brand. He's promoting his, like, which I think is very highly creative, but it was also extra risky. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, like, yeah. God damn, Stoney, a fashion mogul and rapper who lives in New Jersey, told the officers that the gun was used to launch free t-shirts at promotional events. I think that is very creative, yo. Shout out to, I don't know the guy, but shout out to War Child and Wardrobe, Christopher Stoney. I mean, and, he's a Jersey guy. I mean, I don't know him, but yo, like, that shit is very creative. I mean, it just so happens that, like, yeah, like, police, it probably scared the police more than it scared the people. That's the problem. I mean, it probably scared the police more than it scared the people. And the cops was like, nah, we can't have that shit. I mean, like, yeah. I mean, but, yeah, yo, it looked like some dope shit. Like, yeah, it looked like I'm looking at, like, some of his, I guess these are some clothes off of his line. Yeah, it looks like cool shit. I mean, like, yeah, but damn, you know, like, yeah, cops was like, nah, we can't have you doing this shit. Especially a fucking a Hummer is like meant to be like a military vehicle anyway, and the shit was painted like the shit is like an army green already, and it has just this fucking gun, I mean, this big ass, yeah, like, nah. Cops is like, nah, you can't have this. I mean, like, no, nah, we can't let you get away with this way. But once again, yo, I tell you, like, that's a hell of a fucking idea. That is highly creative. I mean, so shout out to the guy. Yeah, I hope everything goes well. Fuck, they took his shit. Yo, that's fucked up. Nah, man. But justified, because, like, yeah, it's fucked up, but it's justified. I mean, like, yeah. But, yeah. Moving on. Because I got some news. This is Yahoo Entertainment. Excruciating butt bite. And Scorpion Sting force naked and afraid contestants to tap out. Yeah. Because if I get stung by a scorpion, I don't give a fuck what I'm on. I'm done. I'm out. I mean, like, yo, if I get bit on the ass by anything other than your baby, by anybody other than your baby mama, I'm out. Yes, the cheap shots. We live for them all, don't we? And for that, I will take a sip. Yo, I was listening to my shit last night when I got off work a little bit earlier, and I said last night, I was like, I don't give a tit bitten fuck. I was like, yo, I don't give a tit bitten fuck. Yo, that shit is fucking hilarious. Yo, hold up. Hold up. Let me plug my motherfucking, let me plug this shit in before it fucking dies and I lose my shit again. You know what I mean? Because, yo, tonight I'm not recording nothing over. I promise you that. Like, yo, I'm not, yo, that shit took, yo, I was at work like a fucking, oh my God, yo, I'm not, yeah. No. I had to re-record on Saturday. But yeah, that shit took a lot, yo. That shit was like, yo, when I crashed, I don't think I slept that good in a while. Like, yo, it's a difference between being tired mentally and between being mentally exhausted and being physically exhausted. And like, yo, I was mentally done. I mean, like, yo, I was done. I was like, yo, I can't. Like, I was like, I can't no more. But I guess if the brain is a muscle, then I stretch that, I work the hell out of that motherfucker. You know what I mean? Excruciating butt bite and Scorpion Sting force naked and afraid contestants to tap out. On Naked and Afraid Sunday, one of the contestants, Andrew, was forced to call it quits for medical reasons after tick bites. Yo, y'all motherfucker, yo, y'all doing this for a TV show and fucking like tick bites, like the risk of catching like Lyme disease and all that type tick bites in an unfortunate area became infected in what would call what and what would. Turn out to be an excruciating experience. The whole thing kicked off with Andrew casually saying to his fellow contestant, Elizabeth, something hurts, like right at the top of my butt. I think I've been bitten by something. You fucking assholes are doing this dumb shit for fucking TV, and you're probably getting paid next to nothing. I mean, like the people that's putting the show on. And the people that the advertisers and everybody's eating off of you, and you're not even fucking by the time everybody takes their hands out the pot, the piece that they give you is fucking stupid. By every time everybody takes their hands out of the pot, whatever they pay you after they're done. Know what I mean? Like, you might as well be the one that's making the sandwiches behind the scenes. Damn. Like, and you're out here getting bit on your ass by ticks. Fuck that. No way. No way. As Andrew laid on his stomach so the medic could inspect his backside the next morning, he said in almost a joking tone, "I have a butt tick." And just because it's somewhere we can't really get to, the medical team is going to get it out just to make sure it doesn't lead to infection or anything else. Yeah, pull the tick and send his ass back out there to get bit by more ticks. Hurry up. Get him out of there. Yeah, get him back in the game, coach. The medic would come to find multiple butt ticks residing where only the medic could find them. As Andrew's situation was funny at first, it would worsen over the next several days, but not before Elizabeth found herself in a situation of her own. Ah, man, like, man gets ticks in his butt. That's what the tick, that's what the, that's what the tweet was. You know, the ticks was in his fucking anus. Jesus. It was, oh, please don't tell me that was the case. I'll stop reading this shit right now. Like, yo, early one morning, as Andrew complained that the tick bites were really hurting, Elizabeth sat up, suddenly holding her left hand. "So I just got stung by a scorpion on my middle finger. It just burns in waves. It is awful," Elizabeth said, speaking to the camera. "Oh, I can't even explain how much this hurts." Yikes, infected tick bites and scorpion stings. No, thank you. Yeah, somebody on Twitter put that shit. Thank you. I'm being like, no, and I'm not going to. I'm not going to continue reading. I've heard enough. You fucking people and the fucking antics you do just to be on TV. I hope that paycheck better make the bank bounce, baby. Now, man, that paycheck better make the fucking bank bounce. Man, because the shit that you putting yourself through, now, man, like, P.T. Barnum said there's a sucker born every minute. And this shit was over like fucking like so long ago that it shouldn't even be relevant anymore, but it still fucking holds up. It still holds up. There's a sucker born every minute. Now, man, like, let me fucking manipulate you to make a lot of money. I mean, I'm gonna offer you some money, but what I make after I make a fool out of you in front of everybody else is gonna be way more than whatever I'm gonna give you. I mean, like, yeah. Like, that's, you know, that's a savage mentality right there, yo. Like, yeah. Oh my God, yo, what the fuck is this? Hold on. Hold the fuck on. This is not true. No. I'm not even gonna read this shit. I mean, like, this, because this has absolutely nothing with the stories that I picked out for the show. I mean, so maybe I'll just, I'll put it on my Twitter page. I mean, and you can take a look at it. You decide for yourself, because that shit is pure fucking tomfoolery, and I will have no part of it. This is a mature cast. Yo, next story. I mean, like, yo, this shit fucked up. This shit, it said, this is Newsweek. Montana man mauled by grizzly bear dies after suffering a massive stroke. So you survived the grizzly bear attack and then had a stroke. Jesus Christ. A Montana man who was mauled by a grizzly bear last week has died after suffering a massive stroke in the hospital. Stroke is your brain. I mean, heart attack is a heart attack, and a stroke is your, is like your brain. I think that's what it is. Yeah, Karl Mach, 40, of West Yellowstone, was transferred to Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center on April 15 with severe injuries after being attacked by the bear just south of Baker's Hole Campground. Jeez, that's the name of Baker's Hole. What's a Baker's Hole? That sound like some pervert shit. That sound like some freaky shit. Roughly 3 miles west of North Yellowstone. News of his death was confirmed via an update to a GoFundMe page set up last week to raise money for his ongoing medical treatment. That bear must have fucked him up, yo. Like, yo, leave these motherfucking bears alone. When you in a territory, they're very territorial animals. Leave them the fuck alone. And I just want to go see the bears. Yeah, I just want to go see the bears. Like, no. They are not impressed by you as you. You're impressed by them, but they're not impressed by you. They don't want you around. Like, they know humans. They know who you are. They know how you motherfuckers get down. Now, they're just like, yo, you stay away from me, I'll stay the fuck away from you. And I agree. That's respectful. Just like I say with sharks, like, yo, I'll stay out of your ocean if you stay out of my motherfucking backyard and, yo, we have an agreement, that's cool. The campaign launched after the attack by Yellowstone initially said Mock required multiple surgeries. Damn, that bear fucked him up and will likely face a long recovery. However, the update posted on April 17th said he had passed away. Said he was mauled by a bear. Do you know that, yo, a bear paw, one time he swipes you, that shit fucking like, oh, like, oh my God, yo, like. We would like to let you know that early this morning, Carl suffered a massive stroke and sadly he didn't make it through. This comes as a terrible shock and is heartbreaking to everyone. Yeah, that is kind of sad. Like, yeah, since both the surgeries went so well. Oh, damn. As of April 19th, the fund had raised more than $24,000 of a $30,000 goal from 297 donors. The money will be given to the family to cover medical bills and funeral costs. Johnson wrote in the update he added, "We appreciate the continued support from this community to help ease the financial burdens for Carl's family." God damn, bro. Man, like, yo, that bear fucked him up. That's why I don't fuck with wildlife, man. Like, nah, man, like, yo, I'm, you know, listen. They're out there. I'm right here. As long as they're not right here where I'm at, yeah, I'm good. Just like the story about the fucking bobcat that was fucking up that fucking couple. I think that was North Carolina. I didn't put that in the show, but yeah, it's fucking like motherfucking bobcat was fucking the motherfuckers up. You know what I mean? Cause yo, and again, it's something also too, is that since the pandemic, there's a lot of things closed down, so a lot of people, a human presence, is not everywhere as it usually would be. So some of these wild animals are coming down from places that they normally, and they're going to places that they normally wouldn't go because they're realizing that there's no human threat. Now, man, like, yes, and the bobcat was fucking them up. Now, man, like, yo, but then, fuck it, yo. I'm sorry for that man's family, yo. That shit is crazy. Now, man, like, delete this. Now, man, hey, got a story about my hometown. New Brunswick, New Jersey. Yeah. You think it's good news? Yeah, let me take a sip before I tell you what the fuck this shit is. Salute. excuse me, burped like a man, burped like a grown ass man. I just didn't mean to do it into the mic. I'm sorry. That is so fucking unprofessional of me. New Brunswick police investigating sexual contact incident. Of course. You know what I mean? Like, not New Brunswick won the championship in division basketball. No, 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 no. No. We get New Brunswick police investigating sexual contact incident. The New Brunswick Police Department is investigating a criminal sexual contact incident to have occurred on Sunday, said Rutgers University Police Chief Kenneth Kopp. Kenneth, a police chief named Kenneth Kopp? A cop named Kopp? That's fucking crazy. According to authorities, a cop named Kopp. Like, according to authorities, the incident took place at 7:15 p.m. on Wyckoff Street near Senior Street. I don't know where the fuck that shit is, and I lived in New Brunswick my whole goddamn life. The victim, who was affiliated with Rutgers University, recorded the perpetrator walked up behind them, grabbed their buttock with his hand, and before he fled the area on foot. So, this has always been a problem with Rutgers, like, because I think Rutgers, like, yo, with Rutgers, New Brunswick is the main campus. Know what I mean? They got one in Camden, they got one in Newark. Know what I mean? But the main campus, the big, like, the whole shit is here in New Brunswick. Know what I mean? And for years, ever since, like, I was old enough to even know, like, yo, for years, I think, like, the ratio of women to men is, like, it might be, like, 2-1, 3-1 is mad women in fucking Rutgers. And every few years or so, like, you catch, like, stories about, like, there's a rapist on the loose. I mean, there's fucking weirdos doing shit like this, grabbing fucking somebody's butt and then running. That's childish. Know what I mean? It's fucked up. Know what I mean? But, like, yeah, it was a time where they were actually telling female students, like, yo, don't go out jogging at night. Don't go out alone at night. Just, like, to the point where they basically wanted to tell them, like, yo, just don't go out at night at all. Know what I mean? Because there was like a rapist on the prowl, and I don't even think still, and that was so long ago, that still to this day, I don't even think they caught that one guy. Like, wow. Yeah, like, it's just always like, yeah. Because it's just so many women, and then, like, you get a couple, oh my God, you know, like, yo. Like, I don't know, man. Like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with guys? Yo, if it's so many girls on that campus, like, and it's more than one campus in New Brunswick, I mean, if it's so many girls, like, yo, if you feel like you're just going to grab a girl's butt and run, that's childish as hell. Why don't you just, like, yo, like, for, you could just walk up and be like, yo, what's up? How you doing? I mean, like, yo, I go to the school with you. I mean, what classes do you take? Yeah, my name is Avery. I mean, like, yo, like, yeah, like, I mean, you just walk up and talk to him. I mean, like, you walk up and talk to him. Most of these girls from fucking that go to Rutgers, they probably not even from town anyway. So, like, yeah, they probably not even from around here. Like, so, like, what the fuck? Like, I mean, like, yo, you just walk up and talk to him, like, yo, what's up? Like, yo, what classes you take? Yeah, like, yo, like, yeah, well, I'll see you over the camp. And you just, like, be social. I mean, like, you're going to run up on somebody and grab their butt. It's not funny because, like, it could have been way worse. I mean, like, but, like, yo, wow. The victim was not physically injured during the incident, cops said. the cop named Cop. I mean, the description of the perpetrator is limited at this time. He added, "Yo, the New Brunswick Police Department asks anybody with information, yeah, to contact them, Mike, and all that other good stuff." But god damn, yo, like, yo, motherfuckers is savages, man. Like, yo, motherfuckers is really savages. Nah, man, like, yo, what's up? What we got? What we got next, baby? I mean, like, yo. Oh, shit. Yo, another one. Another one. Yo, Daily News. Why do I fucking pick these fucking. I pick these stories. Now, I mean, and I do this on purpose. I do this on purpose because I like to be surprised. I mean, it makes the podcast better. Now, I mean, yeah. Like, Utah State football player accused of breaking into dorms, sexually assaulting sleeping student. Jesus Christ. Like, yo, you're a Utah State football player, homeboy. Like, know what I mean? Like, yo, you shouldn't have to take no pussy. Know what I mean? Like, yo, you should just be just the same thing. Like, yo, how you doing? Yeah, I'm so-and-so. Yeah, I go to Utah State. Yeah, I go here. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, know what I mean? Like, yo, I play for the football team. Boom. That's it. That's all you need. What else more do you need? If you do that to 10 girls a week, one out of every one of them 10 girls are gonna fucking bang you. I promise. One out of 10, baby. You do that 10 girls a week on campus. I play for Utah State. Nah, man, like, yo, one out of 10 of them girls are gonna wanna fucking hook up with you over the weekend. Nah, man, you're like, yo, you'll have a piece every weekend. I swear, yo. Like, nah, man, what you gotta take the pussy for? Nah, man, you ain't gotta take, you fucking taking it for? Nah, man, I think that's some psychological shit. Man, that's psychological. Like, yeah, I don't want it given to me. I want to have to be able to take it as a dominance thing. Like, know what I mean? Like, nah, bruh. Like, you got it all wrong. Got it all wrong. Police in Utah have arrested Utah State University football player Ishmael Izzy Kalani. Biofo, ooh, goddamn. What the fuck type of name is that? After he allegedly entered numerous dorms on campus and sexually assaulted one student as she slept, according to reports. Jesus. In an affidavit, two women claimed that Waiopo all entered their suite and room while they were sleeping. One student said she woke to find him next to her in bed, wearing only his underwear. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga? Yo. The victim told investigators that Viapo was touching inside her underwear before she woke up, according to CBS affiliate. In the same suite, Viapo entered another room but was met by a woman who was awoken by the sound of the doors opening and closing. Yeah, be on point, baby. Good shit. As Viapo approached her bed, she asked, "Who the hell are you?" Which caused them to leave the room. There you go. Stay the fuck on point. Know what I mean? And you look at him, no homo, he's not an ugly guy. Know what I mean? Like it gotta be a psychological thing where he feels like he just have to, like, it just can't be, it just can't be consensual. Know what I mean? Like, it can't be consensual. Know what I mean? It gotta be something. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Know what I mean? Like, wow. Police in Utah have charged Utah State University Izzy Kalani Biafo with rape, three counts of forcible sex abuse, and a slew of other charges. Just throw it all at him. Yeah. Yo, you wildin', bro. Yo, you wildin'. Like, yo, you play for the football team. Know what I mean? All you gotta do is just walk around with your fucking jacket. Nah, man, you walk around with your jacket, you walk around sometimes, you wear your motherfucking whatever. Nah, man, and like, yo, like, hey, baby, how you doing? Nah, man, like, yo, I'm fucking, yo, they call me Izzy, whatever, whatever. Nah, man, they play me, yeah, they call me Izzy, and yo, and like, yo, you're gonna get laid just because you play for the team. Nah, man, like, yo, you're good. Now, man, the affidavit also states that my uncle allegedly entered two other suites in a dorm building and said to one resident that he was intoxicated and that he had entered a dark apartment and asked if I should be there, and the girl said no. Yo, it's funny how the chicks that, yo, it's not funny at all because he's dead fucking wrong. I mean, and really, he needs his ass fucking beat before he goes to motherfucking jail. I mean, but the girl was like, yo, who the hell are you? And he go ask the girl, should I be there? And she was like, no. Get the fuck out of here. You fucking perp. Local police were called to campus. When they located Viofo, they said he showed signs of alcohol impairment, which I don't give a fuck what nobody says, is that, yo, no matter how drunk or high or whatever drug you're on, now, man, like, yo, putting your hands or doing anything like sexual that's not consensual to somebody is like, that should not never be a fucking excuse. So fuck that. Now, man, now, man, like, that's why. If I'm gonna get well, I don't have his type of problems. But yeah, I don't have his type of problems. Like, oh my God. Eventually, Viofo admitted to entering the first apartment, getting in bed with one of the female students, and touching her breast, vagina, and buttocks. Like, why they say buttocks? Like, why they put that shit like that? Viofo faces charges of forcible sex abuse, burglary, trespassing, and intoxication, and is currently being held without bail. As he should. I mean, like, as he should. I mean, and if he was any good of a fucking football player, nah, man, well, he'll probably still go to the fucking NFL anyway, because they don't give a fuck about that shit. which is another situation that's fucked up. But, I mean, like, okay. Moving on. Damn, he was just, how you wake up and you be laying in bed next to a motherfucker? Yo, this motherfucker's laying in bed next to you with a fucking rock hard fucking erection, and you don't know him from fucking a can of paint. Like, and he's like, yo, should I be here? He's like, no, get the fuck out my bed, you motherfucker. Like, oh my God, yo. Oh, that shit is fucking stupid. Yo, motherfuckers do weird shit, man. I mean, like this one. Like this one right here. I mean, woman kills boyfriend by repeatedly running him over with his car. Yo, I keep telling y'all motherfuckers, like every other episode, yo, leave these fucking women alone, man. They're not playing, man. Yo, they're not fucking playing with you, man. The shit is not a game to them, man. Like, yo, like, you push these women to, what was we just talking about? The gaslighting? This is what happens when you gaslight these women. Woman kills boyfriend by repeatedly running him over with his car, police. A woman repeatedly ran over and killed her boyfriend while behind the wheel of his vehicle, according to police. Alabama police officers responded to a call in Eastern Jefferson County on Sunday. I have no idea where that shit is. Sunday morning, after an argument apparently broke out between a couple, according to AL.com. When they arrived at the scene around 8:15 a.m., officers found a man in his 60s lying unresponsive. The victim was pronounced dead shortly after. Police told AL.com They then examined the video recording that showed the couple arguing before the woman got into the victim's car. She then drove away and dragged the victim a short distance as he fell to the ground. Police added that the clip revealed the woman returning to the spot where she had run over the man who was still lying on the ground. God damn, yo. Like, yo, we up, yo, don't. Fuck with these, I'm telling you, Sergeant Joni Money. Oh, these cops' names are fucking. I'm starting to believe that these cops are given fake names. Yo, Joni Money. Yeah, this Sergeant Joni Money. Yeah. Because they don't want people to know their real identities. That's what I'm starting to think. A cop named Cop. Come on. Of the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office identified the woman as Tamika Sims, 46, and alleged she had returned to drive over him again. Make sure the job was done. My type of gal. She added she offered no assistance or aid to the victim at any time. The suspect left the scene a final time in the victim's vehicle. Sergeant Money added Sims was the victim's girlfriend. She was arrested following the incident. Sims is being held at Jefferson County Jail. Yeah, later last year, Birmingham and a wider recorded the largest number of homicides. She fucked them up. Work it out, baby. Yo, if you're a man, swallow your pride, apologize. Yo, say what you gotta say. I mean, don't be a bitch. You ain't gotta be a bitch. It's not about being a bitch. Say what you gotta say. You get that shit off your motherfucking chest, and then you apologize and you make up, you make nice. I mean, but make sure you get your point across. I mean, make sure you get your fucking point across. I mean, that's what it's all about. But at the end, I mean, instead of just letting things get bitter, I mean, say what you gotta say. You know what I mean? And then like, yo, and then just be like, yo, baby, yeah, I apologize. You know what I mean? It's just that when you do this, it upsets me. You know what I mean? Like, it upsets me. I don't like that. And I don't like when we argue. And I don't like when, yeah, I don't like when we argue. And I don't like, look at me being motherfucking, doctor relationship over the past couple episodes. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I don't like when we argue. I mean, it makes me feel bad when we argue. I don't want to argue with you, and I don't like when we mad at each other. I mean, I just had to say that to get that off my chest so we can move on and we can do better. I mean, hey, that's mature. That's grown man shit right there. If she can't respect that, then she don't deserve to be with you. I mean, like, oh God damn, yo, she fucking ran him over and then came back to finish the job. Yo. Yo, oh my God, yo, like, yo, that's fucking crazy. So, this is the last story. I mean, like, yo, it's been fun rocking with y'all. I mean, like, yeah, it's been fun. Nah, that was the last story. I mean, yeah, 'cause this shit right here, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this story. I bookmarked it. I mean, but I'm not fucking, this is a stupid motherfucking story. I mean, I'm not doing this shit. So, that being said, how long have I been running? What, that's 53 minutes? Yeah, about 50, let's say 55, 56 minutes. Like, yeah, like a little bit under an hour. I mean, I've been doing, longer podcasts because I love talking to y'all. I mean, like, yeah, I love talking this shit to y'all. I mean, but yeah, I mean, like, yo, if you fucks with the show, I mean, like always, yo, follow me on Twitter. I don't know my Twitter name. Sorry. Nah, follow me on Twitter at Rise and Shine, RYEZNSHYNE. Yeah, at Rise and Shine. I mean, Like, yo, follow me, or you can hit me on Instagram, whatever, at TacoMeat05. Nah, man. Or, yeah, you could just hit my Facebook page. Reach out to me. It's Avery Johnson. Nah, man. Like, yeah, let me know. Like, yo, if you fucks with the show. Nah, man. Like, yo, I'll holler at y'all tomorrow. I'm flooding your block with this fucking work. Nah, man. Like, yeah, I'm flooding your block with fucking work right now. Nah, man. Every fucking night, baby. Nah, man. Like, yo, nothing can slow me down at this point, bro. Nah, man. Not even a fucking voice. Not even having no voice. I fucking rock this shit. Nah, man. Like, yo, I'll holler at y'all. Nah, man. Like, yo, love you guys. Peace.